From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashro. If you have a furry friend that you're looking to get vaccinated against rabies, this weekend will be a great opportunity. The Uxbridge Scugog Animal Control Center, in partnership with the Vets Around the Corner program, will be hosting a low-cost drop-in clinic this weekend in Uxbridge. The clinic runs Saturday from the hours of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Uxbridge Arena. A rabies shot will cost you just $50, and you can also microchip your animal for the low cost of $35 as well. If you plan on dropping in to make sure that your friends are protected against the rabies, just know that all dogs must be leashed and cats must be in carriers. With the success that the provincial government has been seeing when it comes to municipalities responding to the incentives to build homes faster, Ontario Premier Doug Ford says that there is more money being added to the pot. Ford made the announcement yesterday in Ottawa at the Municipalities of Ontario conference that his government is adding an additional $1.6 billion to its municipal home building program. Ford promised to solve the housing crisis in Ontario by incentivizing municipalities to build more than 1.5 million homes by 2031, which the province is currently on track to do. Don't expect to hop on board an Air Canada flight today. Air Canada has suspended their plans to resume normal operations until at least 4 p.m. today, and they refuse to return to the bargaining table until the flight attendants return to work. Air Canada COO Mark Nasser said that Air Canada is ready to negotiate a new deal that will change the industry, but says Air Canada cannot do that while their flights are grounded. The biggest issue holding up a deal continues to be the flight attendants' accusations of being forced to work several unpaid hours. Canada Jobs Minister Patty Hadou is taking the allegations seriously and has already launched a probe into the matter. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashrow.